Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At one time, we were in the company of our beloved Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, we were walking home with Marana. So Marana said, till I give you a gift, and this gift also share it with all those that you love and have muhabbat for, and give them this gift also. So Marana said, I'm giving you this hadiah, make amal upon it and teach others also, great benefit in it. So in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned that the person who recites the following after every farz salah, we read our tasbih fatimi, ayatul kursi, three quls, then the person adds on the following, that it is Allah ta'ala's promise that anyone who recites after every salah suratul fatiha one time, suratul fatiha, ayatul kursi, and the two verses of Ala Imran, that is shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illa huwa fal malaikatu wal ilmi qa'iman bil qist, and then the next page qul ilahumma malik al mulki, he recites those two ayats. The benefit of that, as I said, my hadiyah for you, Allah ta'ala will make his abode in Jannat. Allah will make his abode in Jannat. Second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have him placed in the highest abode of Jannah. How you want the penthouse, Allah will give you that one. Highest abode, not just Jannah, but the highest abode in Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala will bless him with his mercy 70 times every day. Every day Allah Ta'ala will bless you with 70 of his rahmat. And we hear commonly, one drop of the rahmat of Allah, work is done. The fourth benefit, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill 70 of his needs. Allah Ta'ala will take care of it. Spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, all taken care of. Who told us this? As-Sadiq al-Mastuq, the most truthful one, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, said Allah Ta'ala will take care of 70 of your needs. And fifthly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him against every envier and enemy. Anybody has hasad, jealousy for you, Allah will protect you. You worried Nabi with eyes on you, Allah will protect you. And every enemy also, that wants to see you go down in life, Allah Ta'ala will protect you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him prevail over his enemies. Six benefits. If you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Ayat Al-Kursi, Shahid Allahu Annahu La Ilaha Illahu, that ayat there, and Qul Allahumma Malik Al-Mulki, Tilu Tarzuqu Man Tasha'u Bi Ghayri Hisab. We'll send it out to the brothers. Allah Ta'ala will grant him a board in Jannah, highest abode in Jannah, 70, Allah Ta'ala's mercy upon him 70 times every day, 70 of his needs will be fulfilled. Allah Ta'ala protect him from all the jealous ones and the enemies, and Allah Ta'ala will make him prevail and give him power over his enemies. Simple wazifa. We walk into the car, we can read it also. Allah Ta'ala give us. So this is a hadiah from our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Wala. Great benefit in it, inshallah. There was one more we sent out before, I just can't seem to find it right now. Where a person recites Alif Lam Mim Til Muflihun, then he recites Ayatul Kursi till the end of the ruku. And he recites Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard till the end of the page. The first one, Ji. The first one I mentioned now. The second one. After Maghrib and after Fajr. After the Sunnah. We prefer to recite it after the Nawafil. After the Farz, then the Sunnah is a completer and a perfection of your Farais. So the Sunnahs are joined to it. So read our Sunnahs quickly, not quickly, comfortably. Meaning immediately. Read the Sunnahs immediately, then our Nawafil, then we can do all the Wazaif thereafter. Inshallah, you can. But if you repeat it also, inshallah, you won't get guna, inshallah. Okay, read it again. Allah. جی جی فاؤنڈ اٹ سینڈ اٹ سم ٹائم آئی ول بی سینڈ اٹ ناؤ آئی کانٹ ریمبر ماشاء اللہ حافظ آئی فاؤنڈ اٹ ماشاء اللہ جزاک اللہ خیر اچھا مانا اس سے سم تھنگ ہاں ماشاء اللہ ہے جی جی ماشاء اللہ فور دیز اعمال آلسو از دے تھاٹ اس ٹو ریسائٹ دیز آفٹر سلا آلسو This person recites from Alif Lam Mim till Muflihun. And then he recites Ayatul Kursi and the two verses that follow it. And Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. If they are recited in a home, no shaitan shall enter till the evening. There's much more than that. Ji, Marana sent it there. She said the benefits. چدر مانا سا ٹھیک ہے جی جی ماشاء اللہ اور یہ سب عیسائی فاؤنڈیشن ہے جزاک اللہ خیر دا پرسکرپشن ون آف گیٹنگ دا قرآن شریف دیر آر سکس بینیفٹس Are all here? Ji? Ji, so he'll be saved. Who recites the following 10 verses of Surah Baqarah in the morning will be saved from shaitan till the evening. Allah will protect him. And whoever recites it in the evening will be protected from shaitan till the morning. Second benefit, furthermore, he will not experience unpleasant surprises. Unpleasant surprises in his family or wealth. Protection from Allah. Thirdly, if these verses are recited on an insane person, he will be cured. That's three. Number four, if they are recited in a home, no shaitan shall enter till the morning. Number five, whoever recites these 10 verses before sleeping will not forget the Quran Sharif. Note, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written that according to Hanafi scholars, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these are the six benefits. Of reciting on the Iflam Mim till Muflihun and then Ayat al-Kursi till the end of the Ruku and Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. So a person recites these also inshallah. Jazakallah khair. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم To continue with معاملات monetary dealings how to lead a life with pure sustenance so we mentioned about fulfilling the rights of goods when a person purchases goods there's no israf on nafs discharges the zakat permissible goods makes qurbani is up for this not for name and fame and pride and show and there's no israf on sinful avenues contentment treating family members well Allah Ta'ala gives barakat also abstaining from sin person because of sin is deprived from sustenance discharging of zakat. Business early part of the morning and dhikr after fajr. For dhikr after fajr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the fajr salah till the sun rises. And thereafter engage in trade and commerce. Thereafter you go to your business or start your work for the day. Is a greater source of sustenance than to travel from one corner of the world to the other. Person who's doing import, export, you can do it in your local masjid. Sit and make your dhikr and then start your business. How Allah Ta'ala will make the goods reach you. From 21 or 25 you'll get, they come in millions after that. Allah Ta'ala will send it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah after the fajr salah. This will also include brothers have morning fikr. You said to make mashwara. It's also now the remembrance of Allah. You're making fikr how to bring the ummah upon the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the fajr salah till the sun rises. And thereafter engage in trade and commerce is a greater source of sustenance than to travel from one corner of the world to the other. As Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade buying and selling before sunrise. Ali's riwayat. Before sunrise, he forbade buying and selling. That's the time now, and as I mentioned also, I saw my kabir, that when he came to tahajjud time, then during tahajjud time, it was only tahajjud salah and dua. Once fajr time started, when Umar Sahabu al-Puri rahimahullah, when fajr time set in, he said then it's only Quran tilawat. Inna Quran al-fajri kana mashhuda. The Quran recitation of the fajr time is mashhuda, meaning the malaika comes specially to listen to Quran tilawat. So Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid buying and selling before sunrise. Thus a person should utilize this time for acquiring his spiritual sustenance, which is dhikr and tilawat of Quran Sharif, etc. Istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who will make istighfar in abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him salvation from all difficulties. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. Plenty of virtues of istighfar. Here also, our beloved Shaykh mentioned that sometimes we become so dunya wise. Person comes from mashwara, etc. That now I have two, three shops. That shop is very quiet. That one day is doing a bit better business. Now, what's the mashwara? So myself also will ask him, okay, where about is it? Maybe it's a quiet area. How's the lighting? It's bright enough. You got the stock. Maybe it's a different crowd. You need to change your commodities, your items, etc. Right, and all these things I will give mashwara. Other says, Inna lillahi. Your mind is working like a dunya dar. Whereas what Quran says, when it comes to sustenance and rosy, difficulty, not working out, so Quran says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Like one person came to the Shaykh and he said, I've got a problem. Can't have children. So make istighfar. Other person came, problem with rosy, things not happening right. So make istighfar. Another person came and bought a farm. There's a drought, there's no water, no irrigation system. Make istighfar. Students today, Hazrat, they all came with different problems, but you prescribe only one medication. Alright, one panado pink color, one panado green color, still pain, but all same thing, paracetamol. You gave all of them the same thing. How come? Say, don't you read Quran Sharif? Allah Ta'ala says, فَقُلْتُ Nuh Ali Salatu Salam said to his people, استغفروا ربكم. Make istighfar. But Allah Ta'ala will give you رُسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will give you beneficial and enough rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالَ. Allah Ta'ala will give you mal also. And baneen, Allah will give you children also. All in istighfar. Allah Ta'ala says that. Is that that I'm giving prescription? Allah Ta'ala give the prescription. But see, sometime now, even the mashayikh, the ulama-i-kalam, people who come with their business problems, or marital problem, or can't have children. Now we're thinking now, we'll see this specialist, that specialist, the main specialist, Allah subhanahu, make istighfar, plenty of istighfar. The person who makes istighfar also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that for him, glad tidings, the riyah of qiyamah for the person in whose records is plenty of istighfar. Glad tidings for him. So a lot of istighfar, then Hazrat mentioned also that Mufti Ayyub Jinnah Sahib of Medina Munawwara, so he mentioned to our Hazrat Wala that I have plenty of problems, the children are getting sick, their health issues, etc. So I went to Mullah Ibrahim Dewla Sahib. Hazrat, what should I do? He started istighfar with 100,000. 100,000 istighfar and showed astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 100,000. They said, as a family, we started reading. As a family, Allah Ta'ala has kept solution in a'mal. But we want a quick fix. We want a quick fix, happen quickly. Alright, anything we say, by when I must do it? Yesterday. It'll be done already. You're still studying here. Allah Ta'ala, same thing. You suppose we do it long time ago, you're still asking. Start the amal. So 100,000 is safar, they give it in the family, they started reading. So then he came to Maulana, he says, I started my 100,000 is safar, leave my children getting better. Allah Ta'ala opened the way to Medina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala gave us iqama for Medina Sharif. Everything got better. Children got better and way better to stay than in Medina Munawwara. 100,000 istighfar. So istighfar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the person who will make istighfar in abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him salvation from all difficulties, freedom from worries, and will grant him sustenance from where he never imagined through istighfar. Taqwa, istighfar, durood sharif, all the simple amal which our mashayikh is saying for years, do it. Start doing it at least. Right, now we think how much I must do. Do how much you can do in a day. Or just do one day durood sharif only, one day istighfar only, and adopt taqwa also with that. Unnecessary praising. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, earnings will be pure. Earnings will be pure when the trader has four qualities. And then his sustenance will be pure. The buyer does not criticize the goods he is buying. The buyer does not criticize the goods he is buying unnecessarily now. You go and find fault in this. Why you want a discount? You know, drop the price. Unnecessarily. That's the minor things. A car you're buying also, you know it will come with a little bit of paintwork here and there. The scratches touched up, but the engine is fine. Car is doing well. But now you go look for one thing now. Why you know, drop the price? I discount it now. 1,000 and here, 1,000 and there. It's also sunnah to give extra money. That sunnah also people should think about. But now everywhere we're looking for problems now. Some scratch over here, a problem over there. So don't find faults in the... Yes, genuine fault is there, then no problem. But unnecessarily now you're looking for something. So the buyer does not criticize the goods he is buying. Number two, the seller does not unduly praise the goods. Right, it's not like that, but nice praise, it's like this and it's like that. And you convince the person to buy it. As I mentioned also, there was a farmer had an old horse. Horse was finished and old. Gave the service, etc. So he was taking the horse and he was going to the city to sell it. As he was going to sell it, then he met somebody on the way. He said, by where are you going? He said, my horse has gone old now, gave service, I'm going to sell it, maybe I'll get something. So he looked at the horse, he said, okay, looks very old also, doesn't look very good. He says, it's well used, given service. He says, yes. He said, all right, I'll buy it from you, how much? So he said, well, is that worth much now? Maybe 100 or 200 rupees, whatever it was. So this person bought it. And this person selling it, simple farmer. And this person also, whatever he said about the horse, he repeated it. Yes, it looks old, doesn't look very good, looks now problematic. Anyway, I'll buy it. Right, give him a cheap price, 100 rupees, and he took it. And he went. So the farmer took that 100 rupees, he said, at least I made something on the horse, went to the marketplace. And there, the marketplace, in the middle of the marketplace, the auction taking place. Auction taking place, you can hear the auctioneer. And he says, that we have a horse of very high breed and it's got stamina and it runs very fast. It can do all your work for you. And look at the bull top, look at the legs of it, how strong it is. Look at the body of the horse. He says, hey, that'll be a very beautiful horse this. I've got some money, maybe I'll buy another one. So he goes for the auction. When he looks at the horse, it's his horse. And this auctioneer is praising the horse. And the farmer, he got so overwhelmed that he repurchased it. He believed him. Just on his tongue only. He said, I didn't know the horse was so good. I thought it was finished. And he bought the horse again. He said, this is praising the good. Unduly. Unduly convinced the person that he can do this and he can do that, etc. And the adverts out there also. And how a person gets convinced. But the seller does not unduly praise the goods he is selling. Thirdly, he does not deceive in the sale. Fourthly, he avoids taking oaths under all circumstances. And we hear nowadays, person will say, come, You want to quote, you call the plumber, or you call this person, and he'll come there with Bismillah, and Durood Sharif, and Istighfar also. He say, hey, mashallah, this fellow is a pious person. And then he wants a deposit, inshallah, work will get done. Subhanallah, wallahi, everything is wallahi, wallahi. I will be here next week, don't worry, you can trust me. Right? And all the qasam, but he's fake, not true, doesn't keep to his word. No barakat, the earnings are not pure. Salah on its time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, command your family members to perform salah And steadfast also, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. They command your family members to perform salah, and you also be steadfast. We do not ask you for sustenance, we sustain you. Look at the tartib also. Allah Pak did not say that you must perform salah. Allah Ta'ala says you give da'wat first. You make ta'aleem first. And as you will make ta'aleem, you will encourage them to perform salah, then Allah Ta'ala will give you tawfiq also. This is the tartib of Quran. Allahumma ja'alna hadina. Allahumma ja'alna hadina muhtadin. Our Shaykh al-Hadith say, look at the tartib of the dua. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinati al-iman wa ja'alna hadina muhtadin. Ghayra dhalina wala mudillin. Ya Allah, make us hadin, make us guides for mankind, and also give us hidayat. See the tartib also. Make us guides for others. It will start the effort of da'wat, that will call others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make us guides. And by us encouraging others, then also we'll get hidayat. Somebody came to Mufti, Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Asr Namaz is very difficult, just can't make it. This is the time now the garak will come. Customer will come at that time. This Asr Azan is going now, he'll come. And big customer also. That time the container will come. Delivery comes at that Asr time it will come. And I told him, don't send it that time. He said, we found a gap, we sent it. Tomorrow we don't have time. Now of late, Asr time, busy time. He says, no, I can't make it for Namaz. And Asr time is very important. And Hadith Sharif say, Man salla al-bardain dakhal al-jannah. The person who is careful about the two cool namazes, the two cool namazes, Fajr and Asr. Well, Asri also, Hazrat mentioned to us, well, Asr, one is to take Qasam on time, Asr. And also, one interpretation is Allah Ta'ala takes Qasam on Asr time, the Salatul Asr. Such an important namaz in the day. But the person who performs the two cool namazes, dakhal al-jannah. Allah says he's already in Jannah. The Fajr namaz is not easy. And then Asr namaz, there you're sleeping and here you are busy. Now to make it for Salah or Jamaat in the Masjid has become common now. Winter months, Asr will come early. Then businessmen come 10 minutes before sunset. Quickly read the Asr namaz. That namaz is makruh. The reward also is deprived. Salah is makruh and the reward also is deprived. It has to come before, at least half an hour before sunset. Namaz has to be performed. Before sunset, half an hour. So dakhal al-jannah, he'll get his jannat. So this salah is very, very important salah on the time. So the tartib also, hadina muhtadin. Allah Ta'ala says that you start making the effort of da'wat, you start now encouraging others, Allah Ta'ala will give you hidayat. So start being in ta'alim at home, command the family, you come upon salah. The person came from Zainul Abidin, rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Asr namaz is very difficult, can't make it. Can't make it for Asr namaz. Hazrat told him what you must do at Asr time, when Azan goes just before that, you go to the shopkeepers. Chalo bhai, Asr namaz, Asr namaz, Asr namaz. Waqt ho gaya, waqt ho gaya. So Pakistan, the shops are small, small shops. So he went. That first day, went to his neighbor, chalo Asr, 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 Asr. Oh, they all felt like shame a little bit now. Because we don't close, now he came to call us. So slowly they all closed and they went away for Salah. And he went back in the shop and he sat down. I felt a bit bad now, that I dispatched all of them, I'm sitting in the shop. Second day, again he went. Give them da'wat again. Chalo namaz, chalo namaz, chalo namaz. So they went. Then he went back in his shop. Can't close right now. Now it's a busy time. The third day, then when they went for namaz, upon returning, they passed his shop, they're looking at it. By the fourth day, he closed the shop. By the fourth day, he closed the shop, never opened again at third time. Then he was gone for salah. Then he saw the barakat day after. So we don't ask you for sustenance, we sustain you. Salam when entering the house in Surah Ikhlas. Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu reports that a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained about poverty. He complained about poverty and difficulty in earning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, when you enter your house, make salam, whether there is someone present or not. If no one in the house, then what salam you make? As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. If no one in the house, then you say, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. And somebody is there, then you make salam. As-salamu alaykum. And make salam properly also. Not that, excel your slang. That I'm going to hit you. Say, As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Are you going to slang him or something? Say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, come on, little. People phone them, Wayum salam. But he didn't make salam properly too. Because yesterday I told Ali myself. He said, make salam properly. People don't know. He said, Wa alaikum salam. And old people, Malikum salam. They say, Malikum. He says, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. It's a dua, powerful dua. Peace, safety, barakat, protection from Allah. May Allah be with you. Safety be with you. Allah Ta'ala security with you. This is a beautiful dua. And Allah's rahmat upon you. Allah's barakat upon you. What beautiful dua. So we make salam properly also. As-salamu alaykum. When you're typing out also, give the full salam. When you're writing also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't put the S-A-W. Very detrimental for iman. Write the whole thing correctly. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or at least alayhi salatu wa salam. So make salam when you're entering the house. So you complain about poverty and difficulty in earning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, when you enter your house, make salam. Whether there is someone present or not, send salam unto me. Then durood sharif. So you'll make assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then suratul ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu ahad once. The person did as he was told. Simple amal. Hazrat says now we got so much to read. When is time to talk? Where is the time to waste time also? Just chit chat. Like after namaz, there's so much to read. Right? But now we get tired. When the reading time is over, now we're awake now. Now we can talk. We can talk for hours also. But talking to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is no enjoyment. Hazrat says that when we read also, and when we eat also, he says how we eat with relish. All the sounds we make also. And then after we eat the sounds we make, he says when you're thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, say it like that also, like how you eat the food. Alhamdulillah. Say from your heart, from the bottom of your stomach also. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. This tea is so lovely. It's nice and sweet and it's hot. And then you got the dippers also. And how you enjoying the cakes and the biscuits. He says, thank Allah Pak like that. You say, we dry. No feeling. He says, Alhamdulillah. Food was nice. He says, say what was the feeling. He says, Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Well prepared. The way we enjoyed it. The food was so nice. Allah Pak give you barakat. See, put feeling in it. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, when he came to our country also, and the Ash'ar used to be recited. And he used to be sitting in front. And his poetry that he compiled. And people used to sit in the Ash'ar, in the poetry, in the bayan. And the way people sit also like they're in depression. They sit like this. As Hakim Sahib, he said, but you feel anything? Do you feel anything? He said, no expression. They don't know what is muhabbat and love also. Do you show your family love and muhabbat? Do you love anything in here? You look like very depressed people in this country. You don't enjoy anything. So serious, so sad. And then Hazrat Hakim Sahib made our tasawwuf very sweet. Make sweet zikr. Enjoy the halal things. Don't do haram. Be happy. Say, khushrao. Be happy. Then he would tell the khulafa also, anybody got depression in your country, send them to Karachi. We'll make them happy. They will make them happy because at night also, Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to have majlis and then he used to have jokes majlis, jokes. Who knew some jokes, come see some jokes a little bit. Make the people happy, make them laugh. He said, because here in the day, ask yourself how much you laugh in a day. Go home to your serious. Don't expand with the wife, she too is serious. Then I might see something, he might see something, the fight will start again. Better nobody talk. Keep quiet. Children come also, they got a frown on the face, they can't talk anything. Father is busy, mother is busy, go to work also, everybody is just frowning. No. Don't be too happy in case now they might take advantage. So everybody is serious. Nobody wants to smile. Only people smiling are the workers when they're going back home. They got a full smile. We're sitting in the car, we're gloomy. We got a problem, we got worries. No time to smile. He said, only people smile in this country. Learn to smile, learn to be happy, learn to be jovial. Not everything is serious. Even deen is enjoyable. Say, enjoy your deen. You're eating food also, then too you're serious. Say, then to thank Allah. Say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, so well prepared, Jazakallah khair. And say with that feeling also, that people can feel Alhamdulillah, really appreciating it. Not just dry type of praise of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So then the person tried it, as he was told, as a result of which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala granted him so much of sustenance that he began spending on his relatives and neighbors also. Making salam properly, durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Suratul Ikhlas, then Allah Ta'ala blessed him with so much. So to go home and to be cheerful, to make salam, and to read these du'as, then Allah Ta'ala will give that amount of barakat also. It's okay, we finish off now. That's it. As I mentioned also, when you smile at home, then they'll ask, what, you want something? Today you're very happy, what happened? Like something odd now, why are you so cheerful today? Like something, is that right? Why is, oh, the wife also, she comes out, she's smiling, she's waiting for you. Now you know, okay now, there's something up the sleeve that they want something. He says, that's how it's become now. When you show you're happy, then it means now there's some matlab. So it shows on how much and how happy we are in our lives. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're discussing mu'amalat, Islamic social etiquettes. He also, Hazrat mentioned too. He said, if your wife is a jallad, who is he? Was? Jallad. What's a jallad? Person got a whoop in the hand. If she's a jallad, she finishes you. As soon as you enter the home, it starts. And her tongue is enough to cut you to pieces. You came, you're tired also, and you came, just as you enter, you, meme, it'll start now. You did this, you didn't do that, you didn't sort it out, you forgot, you always forget. What do you remember? All my work you don't. And start, and the children were like this, and children were like that. I said, ya Allah, give me a break at least. I just entered the house right now, and there's no break. She started already. She says she's a jallad. She'll finish you, cut you to pieces. Then before you reach home, then recite Durood Sharif. He said, Durood Sharif, ya Subbuhu, ya Quddus, ya Ghafuru, ya Wadud. Ya Subbuhu, ya Quddus, ya Ghafur, ya Wadud. It works for many, many problems. Recite it. Read it few times as you're going home, as you're entering now the driveway, then recite Durood Sharif again. Then Hazrat puts it so beautifully and so jovial manner, sweet manner, happy manner. Says, you're entering the house now, right, already she's waiting for you. Now you're not going to go and hug her, you're not going to go and kiss her now, because already he started. And now he says, after you read this, you're going to go and blow on her. Now how are you going to get close to her also? Because she's already in her mood. He says, as you're passing her to, so you make salam loudly, read your Durood Sharif, read Surah Al-Ikhlas. As you're passing her, just ask her, Kem cho? In the cho, you make dam. Kem cho means, how are you? So in the cho also, a little bit of dam you make on her. So inshallah, it will affect her. Allah Pak's name, Allah Pak says, use my names and make dua, fadu'uhu biha. Use the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah will accept it. So read Allah Ta'ala's name, take His name, make dua. And then as you're passing her, because you might now, he said, you might now blow on her. She said, what, you're making jadu on me. You're making jadu on me. And then you're reading, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Say, oh, I'm shaitan now. So A'udhu is supposed to be for you, so you don't get angry. He says in a very sweet manner, just tell her like, Kam cho. And inshallah, everything will just cool down. But you have to be cool also. No language, Rati, inshallah. When you overcome, Hazrat Kimsa Bulan Gujarati also. When you're overcome by anger and wish to physically or verbally abuse her, then remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose trust she is, Allah ta'ala's amanat in your home, possesses greater power than you do. Immediately move away from that place, drink water and recite, Ta'awuz a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. If possible, go make wudu. Possible, go make wudu. Remember that after the expression of every bout of anger, there is regret. Why did I say those things? Never discuss a problem in the state of anger. Calm down first. Then forgive her for her mistakes. To her, is human. Regard your wife's parents as your own parents also. Give them the respect. Then communicate with her. Don't give her silent treatment. Misunderstandings will come. There will be minor differences. They are two different individuals. This also, we have this concept that husband and wife have to be on the same page. I don't know which page that is, but same page all the time. They regard this as part of marital counseling and the rest of it. That, you know, we must have same mindset, etc. The mindset is already one, is akhirat. You got to be on the same page with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not you and me. That page that he gave us, the sunnats, we all on that page. Now, what page we want now? The same web page. I sent you that web link for that certain resort. You got it, you saw it. Now, he doesn't have the app on his phone to open that page. Now, so we're not on the same page. Now, using that, I can't see it. I don't have it on my phone. So there's going to be these differences. There's only one page, the Quranic page and Sunnah page. We've got to come onto that page. Other pages now, we're going to have problems. We are going to have differences and problems. So the common goal is the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We are all on that page. So minor differences will be there. Rather discuss them in an amicable manner, as this could ultimately lead to a broken marriage. Learn to admit your mistakes. This is a sign of humility. Say, I made a mistake. I made a mistake, and please make maaf. In 2-3 words, you can sort it out. Sorry, maaf, I made a mistake. Finish, that's it. Do not attempt to justify your mistakes. Don't ever argue in public or in front of the children. This can affect the children psychologically and could prove detrimental to the marriage. And spend quality time with the family. Control your tongue at all times. Never compare her to others. Don't keep in communication and contact with your old school friends that are female. Don't keep contact with them. Avoid talaq and discussion of talaq also. Have sabr and patience with her. Allah is with those who are patient. When you are patient, you're not seeing anything. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is with you right now. So be patient. And if she's troubled, she's worried, depressed, then be sympathetic to her. She made qurbani sacrifice for you. You gave her any hadiah and gift, then don't demand it back. And make sure that she's safe from all ghair mahrams also. We do for about 10 minutes inshallah, half past 2, then we can finish our program. So etiquette for wives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the woman who offer her five times salah, and here Hazrat says that most of the women, the five times salah is that within the time. They're reading Fajr in Ishraq time, Zuhr in Asr time, Asr in Maghrib time, and then Maghrib in Isha time. And Isha they're reading when you're waiting in bed. And I got all my surahs to read, I got wazifas to read. What are you doing the whole day? Because that in time. For women now, mustahab time for them is as soon as the time sets in, mustahab they must start their namaz now. That is the correct time for them. So five time daily salah. She fasts in the month of Ramadan, protects her honor and respect, her chastity and respect. What does it mean? That which is exclusive for the husband to see is only for him. Her face, her beauty, exclusive for the husband. That now is not open to others, other men. Obviously the husband will lose love for her then. Then he'll love her, this will be surface love only. But when she protects her chastity, she protects herself, that is real muhabbat and real love he'll have for her and respect for her also. And obeys her husband. And she obeys her husband. Has the choice of entering Jannah from whichever door she wishes to enter from. Five times daily salah. Fast in month of Ramadan, protects her honor and her respect, chastity, obeys her husband, she can enter Jannah from any door she wants to. Husband is happy with her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the woman who passes away in such a state that her husband is happy with her will enter Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, were I to command anyone to make sajda, to prostrate to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have commanded the woman to prostrate to her husband. If the husband orders the wife to carry the boulders of one mountain to the next and then to a third, she will have to do this. This is the amount of risk. This doesn't mean now that the husband uses a hadith against the wife. It means now take it easy with her. Take it easy with her to make her life easy or to make her sinful. Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah was very careful to the extent he even mentioned that when it came to Mazhar Miyah, his son Mali Mazhar Sahib, he said, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl and karam, my entire life I never ordered him or commanded him to do anything. I never gave him a command. I never told him, do this or do that. Because if I gave the command and he did not do it, then this would be disobedience to me. Disobeying me is the anger of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So I always suggested to him, it's my rai, it's my suggestion. Oh, I would say, it's nice if you do this. It's nice. I can't tell my child every time, I suggest you do this. It's nice if you do this. So, in that manner, inshallah, the muhabbat will be created. My father never shouted me. He never commanded me. He only said, it's nice if I do it. Oh, I would prefer you do it like this. I would prefer you do it like this. In this way now, he will not be breaking your command. So this way I saved him from ever being disobedient to me. Then, obey your husband in all permissible matters. This will draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, the best of women is the one who makes her husband feel happy when he glances at her. He looks at her, he makes her happy. And when he glances at her, When he goes home, she's there. Then he can look at her. But she's not there. She's out every time. Then when he's going to have a chance to look at her? Then they're going to make video call. Haram. Can't make video calls. So when he goes home, he looks at her. She's dressed. She's smelling good. The house is clean. And she's at home also. And she's prepared for him. Not every time she's tired. But she's fresh. She's waiting for him. She's happy when he sees her. She obeys him when he instructs her. As you mentioned, now doesn't mean make her life difficult. See, what the Hadith Sharif says, when I give a command, you must listen. Doesn't mean that. He means take it easy with her. Don't command every time, instruct every time, and use a hadith against her. Make her life easy for her. She obeys him when he instructs her, and she does not oppose him in regard to herself. Meaning when he has a need for her, then she prepared now to hand herself over to him. Doesn't use it as a weapon against him. So she does not oppose him in regard to herself and her wealth by doing what he dislikes. Her wealth also, she has her own money. Now it's common. I got my own money, so I'll do my own shopping online. I buy what clothes I want, this how I want to, I live when I want to. She's not happy with it. There's no barakat in her life. She'll be running helter, skelter, unhappy. She'll have everything. She'll have the car, she'll have the cash, she'll have the credit card, she'll have everything. But still unhappy. Still unhappy, not getting sukoon, not getting anything. She's unhappy, children also helter skelter, the husband also. Allah Pak hasn't kept happiness there. They say, don't look for happiness where Allah Pak hasn't kept it. It's not there. Is that in the coffee shops? Is that in walking, going for walks on the streets? And every Allah Pak hasn't kept it there. There's no happiness there. You're looking for something that is not there. You're looking for gold in our stones outside. You're not going to, whole day you're looking for gold. They say, hey, nothing. It's not there. The gold mine is somewhere else. Like that person as it says, that he came out of his home and it was darkness of night, so there was a street light, and around the street light he's walking and he's putting his hand and he's looking. And it's going on. So somebody passed by, what happened? He said, no, I dropped a very valuable coin of mine and I can't find it. So I'm looking. So he also started joining him. Maybe this side, maybe it rolled, maybe it's this side. Then he asked him, where you dropped it? He dropped it in the house. Why are you looking here? I got, don't I have light over there? The light is outside. He said, you won't find it here. You will look for it where you dropped it. Now where are we looking for sukoon itminan? In friends, in coffee shop, in walking here, and going there, and going to the gym, and going to resorts, we'll be happy. You go to the resort also, then also the fight will start there. Oh, you forgot this. Oh, you forgot that. Oh, she forgot something of yours. Didn't bring the toothbrush. You always forget. Finish, fight started now. You like this, you like that. And then it will start. Then we brought all the braai meat. You forgot to bring the charcoal. You always like that. Forget something or the other. Now, how are we going to make the food? And already you got my 30. And one thing will start. One thing. You forgot this, you forgot that. Now we went there to have a good time, but the fight will start. Now we thought to have a romantic evening. And what happened after that? Then everything is finished. Allah Pak didn't keep it there. Hazrat says those places are designed now for zina. And worse than zina now, LGBT. Male couples are coming, female couples are coming, we want to find sukoon there. We want to enjoy. Allah will give you halal home, clean sheets, mubarak place, masjid is nearby. Make your honeymoon at home. Send the children to nani and nana. Go for the weekend. Then we can relax at home. Why not? We designed the house, we made it comfortable. The bed you wanted, I bought, alhamdulillah. The sheets you wanted, I bought. How much? We didn't pay for it. Now you know, go somewhere, you don't know where it's clean, park or pure, whatever it is, and we go spend our time. Where we got this from? He says, start thinking a little bit. Do we really have to go out and do these things? Really we have to. Really ask ourselves, how much money is spent? How much time is spent? Away from the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is a culture. If we don't go, what will happen? Nothing will happen. But depression, see they went. We stuck at home. Then the children also say to him, we go home, children are gloomy also. Oh, we didn't go anywhere. Like it's farz. Like we have to go. We did some gunai kabira. That you make tawbah and istighfar. Like something happened. This is time to take them out. Where to take them, how to take them, when to take them. All is there. We're not saying don't go. But it's time, when to go. How much to spend, which places to go. We had one musalli also, one of our masjids in Durban. And very mashallah, affluent and pious person. Had ta'aluk with the Shaykh also, making mashwara with the Shaykh all the time. Had business, overseas investments, etc. Lot of khidmat of deen he did also, alhamdulillah. Lot of khidmat of deen. And when he went to the foreign country, then is mentioned that he booked in a certain hotel. When he booked there and he found that around the hotel there was no masjid, he cancelled the booking. And he looked for a hotel near the masjid. So he booked in there, had his family with him. Next morning he went for Fajr namaz. After Fajr salah, he met the muazzin, gave him some hadiyah, some sadqah. Then he went back, had some breakfast with the family. Let's go for a walk. So there's a beautiful garden there. See nature, no problem. So he went sitting on the bench in the park, and he had a nazam playing on Madina Munawwara. Another person over there gave him some hadiyah, etc. And before they knew it, he passed away. Before they knew it, he passed away like that. Last amal, salah with jamaat in the masjid. Specifically booked a place now near the house of Allah. Get my salah with jamaat at least. And there's sadqah, company of malaika, listening to nazam of Madina Munawwara. What a mubarak mut. This company of the pious, it was instilled with him salah with jamaat. That's our life, we're living for akhirat. Now how he must have made it. What the istiqbal and the reception he must have had in the qabr, mubarak to you. You made it. This is one amal of canceling that booking and coming and staying near the house of Allah. You want to say close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I was now the more deeper in the bush. Oh, what a place we had. What a place he had. Far from everything. And we heard animal sounds. We heard, as I say, even the animals get surprised. Oh, insan, the best of creation, you came to visit us. We are animals. We are ashraful makhluqat. You paid so much of money to come and see us. Wah, wah. They surprised, they come see you also. And now we take out the camera. Hey, we saw the big five. They came to see what you do here. You're supposed to be the best of a creation. As I say, we spend hours. People go to Kruger National Park. And now, as I say, that ranger with his bucky, he got foreigners there. They all got their cameras. They stop. You two stop now. Hey, they're looking in the distance. Something is there. Looking, waiting, 10 minutes. Just now there'll be the big kill. Nothing happening. 20 minutes, 25 minutes. You're waiting patiently. Nothing happening. Then the ranger goes, he takes a walk a little bit. Say, what happened to the animal? Goes there. It's one rock by. It's one rock over here. In it's half an hour you're looking at one rock. He say, where is your akal? So much time you got to waste to look at rocks only. He say, Allah Ta'ala made your brain, made your life with the ibadat of Allah. They're doing like this, monkey business, you two doing the same thing. They're looking like monkeys, you're looking like a monkey. Looking at one rock. Then you realize, time got wasted. What I did over here? What am I doing over here? Yes, as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah, go and see the animals. He says, no, I'm going to see the creator of the animals. Ya Allah, how you made these animals? How you made them? The cheetah, for example. Learn about them before you go. The cheetah, ya Allah, how you made the cheetah? How it's, when it takes off, what speed? And nothing can catch it. You see, actually, the car makers, they design their cars based upon the model of the cheetah. Allah Ta'ala's optimum model of aerodynamics, how it moves, how it just takes off, and when it even takes a bend, it hardly drops speed, how the limbs just move. They're still trying to design a car like that now. Chinese are still trying now, maybe the wheels, we move it this way, that way, we put six wheels, but you still have to drop speed. But how the animal moves, the aerodynamics, ya Allah, look at your qudrat. How fast it is. Then he's chasing something small, that thing turns around, how quickly it just turns around like that. And he's gone. We still got the three, was it three? 3.10. Or 2.10, 3.10. That thing just turns all of a sudden and it's gone. So insan is still studying Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's creation. So go and study the animals before you and see Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. Like you get the bar-tailed bird. Bar-tailed bird is mentioned about it. They did a research, they put a GPS on it. Allah's qudrat, it flies. Its journey now, I think, starts from New Zealand, right to Britain, UK. It flies non-stop, about 12,000 kilometers, I think. Non-stop it flies. More something like that, if I remember clearly. So it doesn't sleep, doesn't take a break, doesn't refuel. So they did a research, ya Allah, this one bird. They researched it and they found that this animal, this bird, Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in mid-air when it gets tired, it takes a sleep. But how Allah Ta'ala has made it, that it's able to shut half the brain down. It's able to shut half the brain down, other brain is still alert, so it's still flying. That one takes a break, it wakes up, other half shuts down. And how it refuels, the altitude it flies in, its rosy and sustenance are certain type of insects that fly at that altitude also. So mid-air, it opens its mouth and it eats. As it's moving on now, the insects are there mid-air. And it takes its partakes of its meal. It flies non-stop till its destination. Subhanallah. How Allah Ta'ala made that one bird only. Yeah, look at your qudrat. Just be looking. And Allah, and they say also, when you see how Allah Ta'ala has painted the animals, Allah Ta'ala's, look at the shades of it. Ya Allah, how you painted it. You didn't have to mix some bucket together, get a certain shade of it. But look at the difference. The parrots, Allah Ta'ala made the shade. He says, Subhanallah. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Ya Allah, you didn't create anything in vain. Everything is, they say every single creation of Allah is making dalalat, is indicating and pointing towards the oneness of Allah. Ya Allah, you all alone, you did all of this. And Hazrat says too, that all these are ayat of Allah, signs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Every Quranic ayat, an ayat actually means literally landmark. So every landmark is indicating towards the owner of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every creation also is an ayat. As it calls the ayat also, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. Then how many of my signs you walk past, you pass by, يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. The skies and the earth, but insan mu'rid, you just look away. You don't see anything. But when you see documentaries, when you see, Allah says, I'm showing you documentary every day. Look at the sky, how it's up. Look at the moon and the sun, how I'm doing it, everything. But that you don't get impressed. As Allah says, you get impressed by my robot. The guy is talking. Say, a two-year-old child, look at how the child is talking. What is asking you? What questions is asking you? Little grandson came other day also, and he says, Nana, you're sleeping here. He said, Gee, who's looking after you? He said, Allah is looking after me. Oh, okay. 2-3 years old, how they mind, who's looking after you over here now? There's nobody here. Who's going to clean the room? Who's going to give you food? He said, who's looking after? He said, Allah looking after me. Allah Pak's house. He said, oh, yeah, masjid. How their mind is working. He said, then you don't get amazed. And now you don't have to recharge them or something. Get one charger, type C. Just they sleep a little bit and they are running again. And how they're not running to? Subhanallah, up here and up here. Look at your qudrat. That robot, we said, hey, how they made this robot? How they made this car, etc. But look at the insan, Allah Ta'ala made him. A little child, how the brain is working. It's amazing. What are questions they ask sometimes? So coming back now when it comes to the ethics of wives. When your husband enters the home, always make salam cheerfully and give him a warm, affectionate smile, no matter how difficult your day may have been. Similarly, when he leaves the home in the morning, make a point of kissing him and making salam. Salam is a means of creating great love and happiness in the home. This Western culture, commonly in Western homes, you will find there's no time for this. Why? We both are just walking, having coffee. We both are leaving to work now. What time are you coming? What time are you coming? No, nobody's at home. Children will come, the nanny is waiting. Or domestic is waiting. Caregiver is waiting. Nobody at home. So no time to show muhabbat and love. Why? We got bills to pay. No barakat. She's working, I'm working. Oh, she's gone to the gym early in the morning. She got trainer coming. Oh, she's gone here. She got early morning. Bijara husband now. She's telling everything is in the microwave. Help yourself. Help yourself. Take care of yourself. And now the new thing, they ask also, is it right? You have to cook for him. That we have to bake for him, we have to clean his clothing, etc. Yes. Qada'an, by the in Islamic country, then if you go to the court, to the qazi, he can't obligate the woman that she has to do these things. But by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, she'll be asked, but why didn't you do it? What was the reason behind it? It is a moral obligation or a muhabbat and love that you do these things for him. So Allah will ask on the day of Qiyamah, what was the reason for you not doing it? On that should be taken to task. We cannot obligate her, but what is the need behind it? Why don't you want to do it? What's the reason behind it? If you had a difficult or tiring day, the masturat, the ladies, try to appear cheerful, try at least. Do not make a point of making your husband aware as soon as he enters the house. And Sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, what? How they understood this ahadith? Was it Umm Sulaym, was it? My son was very sick. Husband was working the whole day. So, she had a child, was very ill. Husband came home after a long day. He was tired. She welcomed him cheerfully, had his meal prepared for him. She fed him. That night also she shared the bed with him. Just before that he asked her, how's the baby? Alhamdulillah, he's absolutely sukoon. He's absolutely at sukoon, at peace. Fed him, spend the night with him. Then in the morning she tells him, you know, my husband, if somebody gives you an amanat and trust and they wish to take it back, What do you think about it? See, it's only right. Somebody gave the amanat, the trust, and wanted it back, they can take it back. See, Allah Ta'ala gave us amanat of our child, and yesterday Allah Ta'ala took him back. The child already had passed away yesterday. But my husband is coming home right now. Shouldn't put him into difficulty. Already he's tired. What iman this is now. She understood what's aham fal aham. What's the most important thing right now? Number one. Then number two. Then number three. Right now the most important thing is to take care of the living. He's coming home right now. Show him happiness. Cheerful. Take care of him. Spend the night with him also. Ya Allah, what iman this is now. How they understood Shariat. Imagine that night the husband tells her. She says, what's wrong with you? Maybe he's dead. And now you go. But it may not. She understood what was the most important. Then he went to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, this had happened last night. He said, may dua for him. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with more children thereafter. How they understood Shariat. So she had a difficult day. Then too, my husband enters the home. She gives a beautiful, cheerful smile. This could cause him to become angry. Now she comes and she starts all her problems. Gradually try to win his compassion and sympathy. Gradually try. One they say, but you don't have sympathy in you. But then we are taught, she also must have that muhabbat where she will put that sympathy in his heart also. So it comes from both sides. Then you should abstain from all things and every form of behavior that will find disfavor with the husband. Don't do things that will have disfavor. But now we want to do these things. We want to go here. We want to do it like this. And what she say, you're a difficult man. Everything you make difficult. Everything becomes like one janazah. But is that the right thing you're doing? Right? Is it something which is a disfavor? Or the flavor is not right also? We don't do these things. We don't do it right. Then say, but only you like this. Everybody else is doing that. We don't follow culture. We don't follow the trend. We follow the sunnah. That's our trend. That's our culture. We follow the sunnah. So you assist me in sunnah also. Allah will keep us happy. So don't have such behavior that will create a disfavor with the husband. Acquaint yourself with the moods and act accordingly. Now the whole thing has become opposite. Husband is fearful of her mood right now. Doesn't mean each one is going to be fearful, but acquaint now. When you walk in, you can gauge what his mood right now, what's the temperature. So acquaint yourself with the moods and act accordingly to cultivate his pleasure. Then he realized that you also had a hard day. Ya Allah, then she was so nice to me. And how long it takes? 5-10 minutes, Hazrat says. Once Hazrat gives the bayan in stanga also. And he mentioned to the masturat that when the husband comes in the house, wait for him, doll yourself up. Alright, you know it is a hot day, he had a difficult day. He likes milkshake, he likes sarbat, he likes coffee, cap, whatever it is, have it prepared for him. Wait for him by the door. As he walks in, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. You think, oh, what happened today? Subhanallah. She got hidayah today. Let him come, sit down, how was your day today? If you can, Allah Ta'ala give hidayah to remove his shoes for him, rub his shoulders, his head a bit. Ask him how was the day, Allah Ta'ala make it, Allah give you barakah, alhamdulillah. You brought all the groceries home, jazakallah khair. Allah fill your pockets. Effectively, she's making dua for herself. Allah keep your pockets full. He'll get surprised also. He said, you just diffused him. You just diffused him in a few moments. Finish, he's a puppy in your hand now. He's a kitten in your hand. Now you tell him what you want, alhamdulillah, he'll do it for you. He says, it takes just a few minutes to do that. Then later on, he comes to know that you had a difficult day. You had a difficult day. He goes in the kitchen and he sees you got mibulin there, panado there. So who would you call of this? No, I got a migraine right now. Oh, you got a migraine? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you got a migraine. And then too, you made my khidmat. Now, how won't he behave in the house with her? But what she did, just a few things. So Hazrat gave this bayan. He gave this bayan and then 6 months later, he came back to stanga. When Haji Sahib came to me, Hazrat, subhanAllah, the last time you gave that bayan, when I went home, I couldn't believe it. My wife, I couldn't believe it. Somebody else this was. The khidmat, the muhabbat and the love, Hazrat, that was 6 months ago, you got to give the bayan again. She forgot the sabak. She already forgot the sabak, you repeat that bayan. But it was like bliss on earth. Alhamdulillah, now it's blisters now. Remember, bliss is blisters. So Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. That iman comes first. And the qualities of iman. Iman comes and the qualities of iman come into our life. Quality of iman is this. I forego my right, my mood, my pain, whether the next Muslim brother or sister, sisters for sisters, husband for wife, that I overcome my own for my husband, for my wife, and then see. Our Ustaz Mani Abdullah Murbi Sahib told us very, very beautifully. He says the fourth point we learn in Tabligh and Da'wat. Ithar, Ihsan, Akhlaq, to make Ikram. He said, what does it mean? Unlike now, the West. What is the West? We demand our right. As citizens of the country, we want this. We go marching, protesting. Alright? We take out flyers, etc. It's all demand, 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 demand. Mu'min's right is what? Forgo. Let it go. Let it go. He says, you will forgo your right for people within the home. Give up your right for them. Give up your right for them. They might demand it, you give up your right. The time will come without you demanding your right, they'll fulfill your right. It is giving so much, it's giving so much. But very importantly, especially in this zamana, those masturat must have good company also. Otherwise the company they'll have will tell them, finish him. Take how much you can right now. Take how much you can right now, because he's like this, he's like that, he's a rubbish man. Right? Sort him out. Bad company. Wrong mashwara. And I think I'm giving and I'm being kind, I'm being good, but where is she getting the cue from? Who's telling all these things? And now they come with new things now. Now they come with new things, they've got a whole list. That if your man is like this, is like that, is a narcissist. So they got now, they got you another. You see, you're shouting again. You repeat this every time, you're a narcissist. You got a problem, you. But if you're behaving like that, what do you expect of me? So obviously now, we're going to repeat things. So they have a whole list now. And I think you need counseling. You need counseling. You have to go for professional counseling. Who needs the counseling? Men, what you're supposed to know, it's so easy to make the man happy. It's so easy to make the man happy. It just takes a few moments and already he'll give you everything of dunya and akhirat also. But they want to come with all this list now, he's like this, he's like that, and make him who is not, and then sort him out. And then, brothers, we ask ourselves, whoever went for all these things, are they happy still? Is anybody still happy right now? Alhamdulillah, you know what a life we're leading now. No. Yes, on guna and sin, they will, mashallah. To do sin together, then couples will get together. Because shaitan is the third one. Shaitan is, then they look very happy. No hijab, no parda, walking hand in hand, and we're going here, hitting the malls, we're having coffee together, and the selfies together. It's a selfish life. Who is happy? Shaitan is there in the selfie also. Having good life. Yes, he'll make things very happy. And then when the bubble bursts, this man. But even holidays everywhere. Hazrat says now, you just took about a 10-star holiday, you came back and 1 week later, he's a rubbish, he did nothing. Then they say, but your whole Instagram page is full of your holiday. Full of your holidays. And the ring you wanted to, he bought for you. The bracelet also he bought for you. The chain you wanted, he bought for you. He said, yeah, he had to, what I don't know for him. Yeah, what are you doing to him now? You take out his izzat and respect. That's all his Western culture. There's no deen in this, there's no happiness, it's short-lived. Then he's a bad company. You should abstain from all things and every form of behavior that will be, find disfavor with the husband. Strive to become a source of comfort and peace for him. Comfort, when he sees you, he feels comfortable, he's at peace. He can pour his heart out, you listen to him. Then let him finish, then you can start. Then he listens to you now. Then you realize what a difficult life you're having, what a difficult day you're having. Endeavor to eat and drink from the same utensil, very important. Eat from the same utensil and eat together as a family, very important. To eat together now, unfortunately, busy homes, modern homes, the mothers are busy on the cell phone, then they got their own personal trainer, they got their gyms, they got their me time, and whatever time they have. So when the children come, the food is there, you can eat. The food is there. You can eat, or just order out. They deliver. No more eating together. Hazrat says we're living in hotels. Before was a small house, townhouse, 2 bedroom, 10 children, 1 bathroom and toilet. Nobody was fighting. It was muhabbat and love. Now each child got their own room, their own ensuite. And we don't see anybody. Kitchen is 5-star also. It's hardly used because we're eating out. If we need to eat also, eat our own time. There's no muhabbat, there's no interaction, there's no asking karguzari, what's happening, nothing. Children don't even see their parents showing muhabbat also anymore. That they're eating together. All eating their own time. Sometimes place a morsel of food in each other's mouth, not only to be practiced when newlywed. This will increase mutual love and muhabbat. One will be rewarded for this. The sadqa also. Keep the home, children, and most important, yourself neat and tidy when he enters the home. House must be clean. Alhamdulillah, the husbands are spending. You want 1 domestic, 2 domestic, no problem. So keep the house clean, you also be fresh and clean. This will enhance his confidence in you. A neglected home could affect his mood adversely. Right, so yes, you should be particular also. did everything clean, the bathroom and toilet is clean, his clothes also are done, etc. And then he'll do everything for the wife. Try to complete your household chores early and quickly, so that you can spend quality time with your husband and children. Nowadays, they're waking up so late, they start now late. Husband comes, they're still busy in the kitchen. Still busy in the kitchen, and then that person, he cursed the Samira kaftan. Oh, he can smell food on it now. And she's still in the Samira kaftan. Didn't change his zid, didn't have a bath his zid. Start early, after Fajr, the man is going to work, as mentioned, barakat in the time. Start the morning early, finish up the work by 10 o'clock. Alhamdulillah, she's free. Comes the whole time for lunch, alhamdulillah, house is done. Evening time, everything is clean, everything is in place, alhamdulillah. That's a jannati home. Allah Ta'ala give us a sufi to understand, inshaAllah. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.